What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's been a great week, and we have one more hour to go. Seton O'Connor's birthday is on Sunday, but we celebrate it today and tomorrow and Sunday and maybe Monday as well. Seton's birthday sale right now at danpatrick.com. You buy one shirt, you get another 50% off. New shirts, you got the mom's shirts in there, the Chet shirt in there, the Enfuego shirt. There's a lot of great things there. You buy one, you get 50% off the other T-shirt. As we celebrate Seton O'Connor's birthday week here on the program. Yeah, Seton.
Yep, 27.
Yep. And you look it, too. That's the thing. Yep. If you shaved your beard, you could probably still pass for early 30s.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. Like the bags under my eyes probably don't help very much.
Well, if we got you later in the day.
You look like a real terrible early 30s,
yes,
maybe.
Like a bad day for a 30-year-old. You would look like that. Yes, Marv.
Thanks.
Yes, Marv.
No, Seton's sharp as a tack. He's aging like wine and not milk.
Oh, like, shut up.
See, that's my guy.
Come on.
Marv gets it.
You're better than that.
Marv gets it.
No, I'm not.
You're not better than that?
No.
You don't get anything from Seton by complimenting him.
But what about a compliment just to compliment somebody?
Oh, we don't do that.
Oh, so ulterior motive?
Yes.
Well, DP, you look just phenomenal today, more than ever.
The only time I get a compliment from my wife is when she finds out that somebody's the same age as me and then goes, gosh, I didn't know that you were the same age as Jimmy. I go, and? You look good for your age.
For your age.
Thank you.
Drop the for your age.
Yeah, I know. All right. How about we just do compliments, final hour here? How about How about Paulie complimenting Fritzy last week on his beard, and then you shaved your beard?
He gave me love a couple of times during the week. It was at least two different things where he said something kind.
Yeah, I just say nice things here. Last hour, see if we can do it. Yes, Eden.
Now, it's important to remember, though, that Paul said that Todd looks good in that beard after spending the entire day beforehand saying he looks like Paulie from Rocky with that same beard.
That's true.
Which was not a compliment.
All right.
And then I got that Astro quiz this morning, which was meant to make me look really stupid.
I know. That was to make you look bad. But you nailed it. You knew four Houston Astros. And you got your Astros jersey on today.
Back on the bandwagon.
Yeah, you are.
Paul got his Astros handed to him in that one, too.
Blue. Kiss my Astros is what Todd said today. By the way, it's a Meat Friday. It's steak tacos, chicken tacos, chips, and guac. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
I'm watching. I have a monitor right in front of me. If you're watching on Peacock, you can watch me watch a monitor. Tyler is outside in the grilling area. Just wave to me. Hi, Tyler. He's going over to the Traeger grill. He's going to open up a Traeger grill. And there's nothing in there. But there will be this final hour. It's a Meat Friday. It's a Taco Friday. Yes,
I don't see Winnie out there. Is Tyler neglecting his other responsibilities?
My puppy, there she is. If you're watching on Peacock, that little girl.
Oh, there she is in her big girl bed.
Yes. Oh, I can't tell you. Tyler comes up to me a couple of days ago and goes, I hate putting her in her cage during the show. Can I get her a big girl bed? But he said it like that. I said, yes, as long as you stop saying big girl bed. And so he got my puppy a big girl bed, so she gets to sleep during the show and takes after her role model, Penny, who's the house dog. That's Eric the German, or Eric the,
Big German.
The big German, yes, that's his dog. And so we have Winnie and we have Penny. And if you're watching on Peacock, there's Penny doing what Penny does really well, nothing. She falls in line with Dylan, who's there doing graphics. He does nothing as well. Not as well, but he does nothing. All right, 877-3DP show. Oh, I was supposed to be saying nice things.
That didn't last too long.
No, it did not. No, it did not. Darn it.
Say something nice about Dylan.
He's funny.
He is.
I'll take that, DP.
Yeah, he's got this. So you can listen to the 12:15 podcast with the backroom guys.
I'll drink to that.
And then Dylan gets on there. And Dylan has, like, loafers that are $200. He's got no socks in the winter. And he's got his Lululemon pants on. He's got, a flowered shirt that he got from a 7-Eleven.
That's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, can I wear these loafers with that flowered shirt? I think it's a good look.
Yeah.
I think it's a good look.
That is a fabulous impersonation.
It is. That's Dylan. So he's part of the 12:15 podcast, the Friday podcast with the backroom guys. That Marvin is kind enough to have stayed with them, even though he's now a Danette. He could easily secede from the union and not be part of the 12:15 podcast.
No, yes. I'm sticking with my guys. I don't forget where I came from.
I thought you were trying to forget where you came from. Oh, that's growing up.
Oh, for sure. Dad? No? Okay, cool.
Once again, Father's Day. Don't have to buy a gift for him.
It was always a day off, DP. What Father's Day? Get out of here. Me and Mom, we about to hang out.
It's Mother's Day on Father's Day for you.
Oh, it sure was.
Yeah. Hey, happy Father's Day, Mom.
Dang, that's pretty rough, DP.
Yeah.
Random, my mom hates that. Sorry. Go ahead, everybody.
All right, 877-3DP show, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Noah Lyles set an American record in the 200 meters at the World Track and Field Championships at the University of Oregon. 19.31. And in case you're wondering, that's the American record. What's the world record? That's 19.9 by Usain Bolt. Like, that's not even close. In track and field, that's not close. 19.31 or 19.9. The Browns have added a quarterback. It's not Jimmy Garoppolo. It's Josh Rosen. Remember when the draft came out and profiles? And or if I go back to his freshman year at UCLA, and you'll get this from guys who analyze the draft, college football. If he was eligible this year, he'd be the first pick overall. And I went, wow, he's a freshman. Yeah, he had a lot of swag there. Who was the Penn State quarterback that if he had come out after his freshman year?
Christian Hackenberg.
Yes.
You find a bunch of stories.
Yeah. Yeah. But got to be ahead of everybody here, you know, Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen could come out now as a freshman. Well, who replaced him in Arizona? Kyler Murray, who just signed a new contract. They gave him basically 1 year behind a bad offensive line, and then they said, we've seen enough. We're going to take Kyler Murray. Yeah, Seton.
How could someone be that arrogant, like that overconfident in themselves after the draft, and then be so terrible? I mean, that's an unbelievable swing.
But I don't know if he's lacking, you know, confidence or swag now, even after everything that's happened to him.
I'm going to guess that he's had a bad run of coaches, offensive line, coordinators didn't help him. My guess is it's everybody else's fault.
Okay, the hot tub in his dorm didn't help him or his apartment.
Yeah, it did. Well, it Trust me, it
him.
Did.
It did. It helped him, but it didn't help
perception
him.
Perception-wise.
Yes, exactly. So Josh Rosen is there, and it feels like he's going to be there as long as Deshaun Watson is out. And we had Albert Breer on, Monday Morning Quarterback, and he had some thoughts about what's going to happen. Do we have that, Marv, with his thoughts on Deshaun Watson in the NFL?
Real soon, efforting.
Okay. All right, so we'll get that for you, because I thought that he kind of has a time frame here of what he thinks is going to happen with Deshaun Watson and the number of games that he's going to be suspended for. But the Browns have added Josh Rosen. All NFL camps open up by Tuesday, which I still think it should be in descending order of how bad you were, that, you know, some of these teams should have been able to open up in June because they weren't very good. Okay, who will be, let's go around the room, number one pick in the draft, pie to the face. The guy who wins gets to pick who he gives a pie to the face to. Todd, you start.
I'm going to say the Houston Texans.
Houston Texans. All right. Seton O'Connor.
I want to say the Jaguars still.
Ooh. Ooh.
I think the Jaguars.
Jags. Okay. Marv?
I'm going to say the Falcons.
Ooh. I heard late word yesterday, Jimmy Garoppolo, Falcons, question mark?
Now I'm picking the Falcons.
All he does is win.
Dang.
Paulie, worst team in football?
Yesterday you said you should stick with whatever pick you had just because someone else picked it.
Yeah.
I was going to pick the Falcons. Am I allowed to still pick the Falcons because Marvin picked them?
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, you're not?
Okay. I'll go Falcons.
Okay. The Falcons, as McLovin would always say.
The Falcons.
Do we have the odds? Can we find out what DraftKings has as far as the team that will have the fewest wins? I'd probably go Texans there. See, I think Jimmy Garoppolo ends up with the Texans. Yeah, Paul.
As of right now, the Texans over-under is 4.5 wins. Falcons, 5. Jets, 5.5. Seahawks, 5.5.
Wow.
Where do the Bears fall in there?
Ooh, they're probably 6.5.
That is not a good roster, man. 6.5 wins for the Bears, 6.5 for the Lions, 6.5 for the Jags, 6.5 for the Panthers.
Ooh.
Those are your bad team candidates.
Man, a lot of bad teams.
There's
right
going
there.
To, I know.
There's a lot of bad teams
I
right
know.
There.
Oh, you got about 8 of them right in there vying.
Which is the most boring of those bad teams where, like, if they were on, there's no reason. Like, if the Jaguars were on, Trevor Lawrence is still tune in-able for me.
Yeah. Okay, here's a question for you. Does anybody remember who the number one pick in the draft was? Does anybody remember the name of the player, the number one pick in the draft? Went to Jacksonville, played at Georgia. Paulie?
Yep, he played at Georgia. That was my guess. You took it.
Marv?
Walker?
I'm going to need more than that.
Williams?
Trayvon Walker?
Jackson?
Trevon?
By the way,
Trevor,
this would have been Alex Trebek's 82nd birthday today. So in game show mode here.
Who is Trayvon Walker?
Fritzy?
I thought it was some defensive end named Smith from Georgia.
You're being silly again, aren't you?
I'm being serious. I thought it was a big defensive tackle, defensive end, and I couldn't remember the last name, so I went with Smith.
Seton?
The kid from Michigan went second. Yes. Do I get any points for that?
No.
There's a kid from Michigan.
Do you know his name?
Aiden.
Aiden, I'm going to need a last name.
Come on, I said Michigan.
Aiden, Michigan is wrong.
It's close.
Hutchinson.
There you go.
Let's go.
All right.
Bloop it.
He went number two. His sister, I think, was Miss Michigan.
And the Bears took her in the third round.
Understandable.
Well, no, she was the number one overall pick. So I'm going to give that to you, Marv. By the way, it would have been Alex Trebek's 82nd birthday today. Good guy, good man, tough guy. I remember he got his knee replaced, and he was still going out there. You'd see him limping across the stage doing Jeopardy. And I had my knee done, and then he goes, "How long did it take you to now?" You know, I feel like I'm like this wimp. I go, "Well, you know, I rehabbed it for like 3 months." He goes, 3 months? I said, "Yeah, you know, they told me." And then he later, when we talked, I said, "How's the knee?" He goes, "I should have rehabbed it for 3 months." He said, "It's still killing me."
Instead, he built a log cabin with his hands.
Every time when I would talk to him, I'd say, "You know, what do you do over the weekend?" He goes, I build a porch." He'd always have these, and then he'd say, "Well, what are you doing?" I go, "I'm probably going to have some tequila and, you know, smoke a cigar." He always was doing something. 82 years of age.
Is there a mountain big enough to challenge me? Help me out, dude. Where do I go?
You know, tough guy. Tough guy. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We're going to have Albert Breer talking about the Deshaun Watson, what he thinks the potential is for that suspension and his reasoning behind that. Also, more phone calls as well. We're back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Link Soul wanted to get started on Seton's birthday. They had a big sale yesterday for our audience, and they kind of let you in on a half-off price here with all their clothes. Well, take advantage of Link Soul with all the great things that they offer here on the program. LinkSoul.com, LinkSoul.com. They got clothes for you, and they got them for the summer. You know, everybody's talking about how hot it is, the record high temperatures. Link Soul has taken its most technical fabric, specifically designed to be moisture wicking, quick drying. They use laser technology, adding precision cut perforations to give you maximum airflow. Fritzy doesn't go anywhere without his AC Boardwalk.
I love my airflow.
Yeah. The Boardwalker AC short, Saturday workout short, even the classic chino. The AC technology comes in every single style. Link Soul's Boardwalker AC collection keeps you cool in more ways than one. Enjoy the entire summer collection at linksoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The IndyCar Series, Motors on NBC and Peacock. Next stop, Iowa Speedway IndyCar. Saturday, 4 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. We had Albert Breer on. He runs the website, the Monday Morning Quarterback, and I talked to him about Deshaun Watson's suspension.
The reason the settlement talks fell apart is because they were insistent on a year. And now they're seeking something more than that, which is an indefinite suspension, which under the CBA is banishment, right? Like, it's like almost like he's not an NFL player. So the NFL has sort of been forceful in letting their stance be known. Why would they do that? Like, if they know that that's angering the U.S. District Court Judge Sue Robbins, why would they do that? They do that because they think things might be going the other way. And maybe they don't want to fight another round on the back end. And so at least it's known out there now what they were seeking. The biggest problem that the league has now, if it does come down to be 6, 8, 10 games, is they negotiated this process 2 years ago with the union. This is the first high profile case. And what are you saying if in the first high profile case, you're completely undermining the process that you just put in place, especially when that process was driven by a lot of owners?
That's Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback, during the first hour of the program. I don't know if this judge is media savvy enough to drop a decision on a Friday afternoon. Now, the NFL might do something like that. I don't think she does. Her job is just to arbitrate, make a ruling, and then leave it up to the NFL if they decided to appeal. But the fact that the information came out between 2 and 8 games – when what I've been told all along is the NFL wanted an indefinite suspension, and it felt like it was going to be at least a year. They must be finding out something different, and all of a sudden they're walking that back a little bit, and then you kind of want to find out what the reaction is going to be, because this ultimately falls in the lap of the commissioner. Even though there's an independent judge who is making the ruling, they don't care about this. This is the NFL. And I think the commissioner has to look at this and go, can we get through this, giving him an 8-game suspension, and move on from this? That's what's going to be very curious. And then the timing, I thought it could happen this week. Obviously, it could still happen today, but all indications are it's going to be next week. Some phone calls in here. Hayden in Toledo. Hi, Hayden. What's on your mind today?
Hey, happy Friday, boys. Happy early birthday, Seton. Hey, look, Dan, the boys and I listen to you daily, and it's rare that you show your age, but I think the disapproval of Chuck as a PGA commentator, especially if it's as your guy earlier said, it would be like a smorgasbord of things he would do, like on the Live Tour.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're that's a pretty boomer take by you, man. Look, like you said it yourself. Like, look at the publicity that he's drawn.
Okay, but Hayden, let's say Sunday at the Open Championship. How would Charles do at the Open Championship? Course announcer.
I don't know if there's a better person in sports media, in my opinion. I mean, you know, I'm someone in my 30s. I've been watching sports for, you know, where I have a genuine opinion, maybe a decade. I don't know if there's anyone that's better in sports at really, I think, turning on that professional charm when he needs to than Charles Barkley.
I agree with that, Hayden. But I'm talking about the tone at a major on Sunday. What can Charles Barkley give you that somebody else is not going to give you? Now, before the event or after the event, or you're interviewing somebody, absolutely. But Charles doing the match with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, you can add levity. That's fun. This is the Open Championship.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly where it comes into play, too. Like we said, like just like he's being proposed, that's what it's being reported about on the Live Tour, he'd have kind of a mixed role. And I think, yeah, sure, there he may be laid off a little bit in that process. But I just think having him there and having him there present consistently on the weekend of the Master or of any major, I think it would be a massive win for the younger golf audiences and really keeping younger golfers engaged, especially on the PGA Tour, as you know they do have this massive threat with Liv. And I think also on the other side, I think Chuck and his manager, that could be a massive leverage win if money's the driver. For him to get a contract with NBC. So,
yeah. And hey, look, Hayden, if you tune in for whatever reason, Charles Barkley on a Sunday at a major, I'm not tuning into that. You know, during the Stanley Cup final, he was there in between periods. He's not actually calling the action, not down on the ice. Now, maybe he could do something like that. Like I've said before, Charles is the most valuable person in the sports media. But there's a fit for him. That I don't want to see him do something that waters down what he does better than anybody. I mean, that's all. I love Pat McAfee. I don't want him calling golf. Stephen A. Smith. I don't want him calling golf. Oh, could you imagine him in the booth? He'd be so loud. They'd have to turn around and go, hey, Stephen A., shit. Be quiet. No, there's certain roles for certain people, but that's what they do so well.
Bryson DeChambeau can't hit long, can't hit short, can't do anything. DeChambeau.
I love Barkley, but I just don't see him. Okay, why hasn't NBC reached out to him before or CBS reached out to him before to be part of a golf broadcast? Well, probably because Charles doesn't want to do that many weeks, but I do like Charles with what he does with the NBA and when he does the gimmicky stuff.
Look, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not hitting a 7-iron in that.
Got to be honest with you is a good line.
Yeah. I always, when somebody says that, got to be honest with
you. Look, okay, Dan, I'm going to be honest with you.
No.
Okay.
Charles does say that a lot. Nick in L.A. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Oh, Dan, a few things. That last call, but I'm going to just stick with what I called about, which was I would like to see a shirt that said something, and Todd could, you know, edit it, but something like I voted for Monica, and then underneath it would be like, what year was that? What year was that? That was whatever, 95.
96.
I voted for Monica, 95.
Yeah.
96. And then underneath that, just in small hashtag, she got stabbed and robbed.
Oh.
And that would be the two.
Thank you, Nick. Yes, we talked about this yesterday, that I handed out an award at the 1996 ESPYs. I was with Bill Murray, and Michael Jordan won the comeback player of the year. And Monica Seles, a tennis player, got stabbed in Rome on the court. So you had a fan came out and stabbed her. She didn't win comeback player of the year. Michael Jordan did, because he came back from baseball.
That is just unbelievable.
Okay.
It's funnier when you say it aloud.
Now, understand this. When we're going over the awards and the people at the ESPYs say, hey, you know, comeback player of the year, here's the nominees. You know, Monica Seles, obviously, she got stabbed. You know, Ron Gant of the Braves broke his leg. Michael Jordan. And then I just remember going, what'd he come back from? And then somebody said, baseball. Like, okay. So we put Mike in this category when he agreed to do an interview with us. That's what it was.
She was stabbed on the court in the middle of a match.
But Mike came back from double-A baseball. You know how hard minor league baseball is?
I mean, sport to sport, he had to break down his whole body, rebuild it in that of a baseball player. That, I mean, he had a basketball player's body. Then he had to break it down to develop a baseball player's body.
Exactly.
He had to do that.
You're making my point for me. Yes, Marv.
The bus rides from Tupelo, Mississippi back to Birmingham.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah.
Monica, yeah. All right, cool, but.
Yeah. How does your body feel after an 8-hour bus ride on a bus that Michael bought because it was a luxury bus? He bought a bus. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, you could find these old articles and videos from when he was in the minors, Michael Jordan, and they interview some minor leaguers. He goes, well, we'll still ride on the buses, but the buses are way nicer. The air conditioning works. He goes, and the meals in the clubhouse are way different than they used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike took care of those players. Mike in Maine. Hi, Mike in Maine. How are you?
Hey, happy Meat Friday, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Happy birthday, Seton, and Dan, a thanks to you for giving a shout out to Alex Trebek, his birthday. I got to be a contestant on Jeopardy 2015 and meet the man and shake his hand.
Cool.
It was a great day, but I wanted to give a shout out to Seton specifically, because 2 weeks ago or so, when you were doing your Meat Friday, you had a meal with Nick Wright.
Yeah.
And the place was famed for mutton.
Yes.
And Seton did a little offside take that nobody caught about an MLT, which is a mutton, lettuce, and tomato. With the
mutton is really lean.
Nice and right. And the mutton is nice and lean. Oh, I've been laughing about that for you. Thanks. Have a great year, guys.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
It's a line from Princess Bride. There's a
mutton, lettuce, and tomato?
Yeah. Oh, a nice mutton, lettuce, and tomato.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal.
Yeah, I took Nick Wright to Keen's Steakhouse in New York. And they're famous for their mutton. So Nick Wright did some research. And he was like, you're taking me to a place that's famous for mutton. I said, it's a steakhouse. You don't have to eat the mutton. I think he had mutton when we were there. Greg in Michigan. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan and Danettes. Happy birthday, Seton.
He gave a thumbs up.
Thank you.
Yes, okay.
Yep, 58195. Hey, Dan, I wanted to comment on Pat Narduzzi's clip that you played earlier. And I don't know if you might know this, but before Narduzzi took the Pitt job, he was the defensive coordinator at Michigan State under Mark D'Antonio. And I just found it very interesting that he thinks that Pitt could come in and dominate the Big Ten when his team lost to Western Michigan last year, while Michigan State beat Michigan, who was in the football playoff.
Yep, I agree. I think Coach Narduzzi at Pitt has walked those comments back a little bit. Now, he didn't have Kenny Pickett for that bowl game. Michigan State didn't have Kenneth Walker, I believe, that great running back there. But can we play that clip? Here's the Pitt head coach talking about beating Michigan State in a bowl game.
Michigan State gets their butt kicked in. And I tell you what, it's at least a 14-point difference if Nick Patty plays the whole game. I can tell you that. That's how I feel. We talk about Big Ten and SEC and ACC, and Richard, you're going to get me going here on this. You know, if that was one of the best Big Ten teams last year, then, yeah, you know, let's go to the Big Ten and win it every year. Okay, so I want to hear about this Big Ten dominance and SEC dominance.
Oh,
we are Pitt.
Yeah, Coach. Yeah, Mark.
Why did he bring the SEC into this?
I don't know.
He don't want – they play Tennessee. They play Tennessee this year.
Yeah.
Tennessee's about to whoop them. Whoop. Okay, maybe not. Okay, yeah, maybe not. It's Tennessee. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. See, and you look great.
Yeah. Yeah, all of a sudden, it's like – see, when you're on a local podcast, you think it just stays local, and only the Pitt people are going to hear this. Like, yeah, Coach, we heard you, man. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you say something that's incorrect, bordering on stupid, then you go, did you hear what he said on his podcast here? And then all of a sudden it becomes national news there. But Pitt, you know, winning the Big Ten, I'm going to say no. Just start there and say no. But they did beat Michigan State in the bowl game. Yes, Paul.
You know, that would be, in all seriousness, that'd be a nice team for the Big Ten to pick up, though. Pitt's a quality, historically a quality football program. They feel more Midwestern than ACC-ish, location-wise. I would like, you know, hey, they picked up Rutgers, and that adds nothing to
the value. They were trying to pick up the New York market.
Which is not Rutgers.
Yeah. First of all, the New York market doesn't care about college football.
No.
But I love that when they're like, yeah, we're expanding, you know, we're going to get Rutgers, and we'll own the New York metropolitan area. I go, no, you won't.
Well, there's not much else for football in the area, so.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather talk or go see Army football. Boston College has a little bit more notoriety. Syracuse, I guess. Not Rutgers. No. What was that, a Thursday night game on the mothership many, many years ago when Rutgers won? And did they beat the – who did they beat?
Oh, it was like the Greg Schiano Bowl, the big one.
But it was at Rutgers on a Thursday night on the mothership?
Did they win on a field goal?
Ito
was the kicker, I think.
Yeah, maybe Judge Ito. Yeah, I think he was there. He went on to handle the OJ trial. Yes,
that was that whole keep on chopping era. They got all crazy.
Oh yeah,
about
yeah, keep on chopping. Yeah,
that's the best. Scarlet Fever, man.
Yeah,
catch it.
Rutgers football. Yeah, Mark.
Also, did you guys see Miami? No more turnover chain.
Yeah, I saw that.
Come on, new year, new us. Fill the sleeves.
Okay, but I have a problem with, by the way, we love the strength and conditioning coach, the fill the sleeves guy. What's his name, Paulie?
Coach Aaron Feld. He's the strength coach.
Yeah, we like him.
The Hurricanes.
Fill the sleeves. Used to be at Oregon. Yeah, Paulie.
Rutgers 2006 beat Louisville 28-25. That was a big one. That was on.
Was that on the mothership?
Had to be if it's Rutgers. Yeah, 06.
And was how high ranked was Louisville? Like, there was some magnitude to it. Like, oh my God, Rutgers just did this. But I remember doing SportsCenter, but I don't know.
I got Rutgers beating Maryland in 2014 in a burner.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
They're Piscataway way better than you're giving them credit for. You just don't remember some of these big. They're more New Brunswick anyway.
No, we can't go into the weekend like that.
We got 15 minutes to clean it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, more.
Louisville was ranked number 3.
Okay, maybe. Year. Okay, maybe that's what it was.
And Jeremy Ito, 46-yard field goal. Nice call.
Bloop, bloop. Nice job.
A deep pull.
Nice.
That Louisville had your boy Brian Brown at quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Good quarterback.
Didn't he go to Purdue?
He's the head coach there.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, Brian Brom. The Brom brothers.
Rutgers had Ray Rice and a good defense.
Well, didn't they have the other running back? Didn't they have Ray Rice and then There was a white running back who rushed for like 1,000 yards.
Brian Leonard? Brian Leonard?
Right?
I know my white running backs. Don't test
Thunder
me on this
and Lightning? What?
Thunder and Whitening it was actually called.
Paulie gets
meat Friday first.
Yes.
We're going to take a break back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Final results of the poll question. Last call for phone calls. This day in sports history. We had a moment during Todd's scoreboard. Todd usually has some numbers up there on the scoreboard, and the audience will be able to enter a contest. I don't know what they win, but if you guess what Todd is putting up there as far as the numbers go, this is how it sounded today.
Born on this very day in 1940, there's your 40. Excuse me. Clue. See, that's what you get. I snuck one of those nacho chips I'm coughing on. The clue for 20, can I just dance and not get naked? I'm really choking. Can I?
Dude, you can't crush those chips before you start doing this. You know that.
I needed like a drink.
Todd went out to do scoreboard, and he grabbed some chips.
I saw an open bag there. I'm like, I got like 30 seconds. I can eat a few chips before I do this.
Seton's out shooting hoops. All of a sudden, he realizes that Todd is choking. He doesn't go to help him. He just laughs at him.
Yeah, no way. You know why? Because I saw Todd. He stuffed three chips in his mouth at the same time and tried to eat them really fast while Weeks, the cameraman, is like, all right, Todd, we'll be back in 10 seconds or whatever. I'm like, there's no way this dude's not going to choke.
I didn't think
this.
I was going to lacerate my esophagus by eating a couple of chips for 10 seconds. That was really weird.
Are you not familiar with yourself?
I should have known better.
Do you not know you?
I got like some kind of larynx, pharynx, something's going on now. Spend my weekend like in the emergency room waiting to be seen.
Vincent in Madison joining us. Vincent, what's on your mind today?
Dan, thanks for taking my call. Lifelong fan, brother. I really enjoy the show, although everybody's talking about what the show means to them today, and I'd like to add my two cents. The show, unfortunately, at the top of the hour, Dan, for me, means stubbed toes and twisted ankles trying to turn the volume down on the theme song to Dan's House. It's an earworm. It's a great song. Problem is it's an earworm, and I don't understand half of the lyrics, so I find myself making up lyrics, and then it sticks in my head all day. I believe the song is called Song of the Whales. I thought it was perhaps a Paul Papp's production to torture his fellow snarky listeners.
Wow.
But I'm not sure what's going on. That song, but man, for yesterday it didn't play, and it was actually a very good top of the hour.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Vince.
So, was he saying he doesn't
he
like it?
He doesn't like it because it stays with him. Could we get the lyrics for Dan's House that starts the show? If you're watching on Peacock, can we put it on the newsletter? Maybe we do that today. So that way you can sing along with it. It's very catchy.
You're looking for anything to bump my limericks. No.
When you put your limerick up, goes on the newsletter. But maybe we'll put the lyrics up there so people know this. Here.
The open of our show.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I don't know who sings this.
Did we hire our singers to do this for us? Is this?
I just think we took the song and then we made a video montage.
Like that, Kenny Loggins.
Kenny G. Yeah.
Kenny G doesn't sing.
Oh. If he did.
Yeah. I don't think the lyrics are that difficult to figure out.
We fly like vultures or something?
Oh.
What does he say?
I thought we flow like water to the sea, yeah. Not fly like vultures.
We fly like vultures. That's what I always hear.
Yes, Marv.
From the river to the sea,
yeah.
I will be the comfort, baby, faithfully, you and me.
I like it.
A little journey.
Yeah. Brian in South Carolina. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning and nearly afternoon. I love that, you know, I'm just like you. I don't feel like my weekend is ready to start until we get some Arcade Fire to wrap up the week.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the top of the hour song goes, it's beautiful. I don't know how other guy can't, get these lyrics. My girlfriend came home one day, work while I'm working from home, and she's like, man, you love this show because guess what? I'm just staring at my computer and singing along. But anyways, yeah, I'm in South Carolina, but I grew up in the summers on the lakes of Tennessee. So, Marvin.
Ooh, here comes Tennessee Volunteer versus Pitt?
Yeah, Pitt's favored, what, like 63% to 30%?
Wait, but Marv has Tennessee. Are you taking Pittsburgh?
He just dogged Tennessee so hard.
No.
He started out saying.
No. He dogged Pitt. Pitt, he goes, hey, Pitt plays Tennessee. Tennessee's going to, what did you say, going to crush him or?
Going to mop the floor.
Mop the floor with him.
I thought he backtracked on it.
Oh, he might have.
Threw some shade, but anyway.
Yeah, Marv, did you say something nice about Tennessee, or did you backtrack?
No. I was like, maybe they're not SEC dominant. They're going to mollywop Pitt.
They are.
They're going to mollywop him by at least two touchdowns.
All right. Well, hopefully that satisfies Brian. I don't want to send him into his weekend with you sort of backtracking here. Yes.
No, shout out to Tennessee. Sorry, guys. Rocky Top or whatever you guys say.
Yeah. No, they sing it.
That's what I say. They sing Rocky Top.
Tennessee. This day in sports history, Paul.
I got three of them. 1926 at Mitchell Field, New York, Babe Ruth caught a baseball that had been dropped from an airplane flying at 250 feet. 1962, Jackie Robinson was inducted into the National Baseball Hall of Fame. And 10 minutes ago on this day in sports history, this happened during Scoreboard.
Born on this very day in 1940, there's your 40. Excuse me. Clue. See, that's what you get. I snuck one of those nacho chips I'm coughing on. The clue for 20, can I just dance and not get naked? I'm really choking. Can I?
Dude, you can't crush those chips before you start doing this. You know that.
I needed like a drink.
Todd.
There it is.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, it's the collection.
What did you learn today, Todd?
Albert Breer says the market for Jimmy G.
No, you learned not to eat chips before you go.
You could choke to death on a nacho chip while you're doing your score.
Seton, what did you learn? What did you learn?
Oh, man. I learned that Tyler is just crushing his duties with Winnie, big girl bed.
You're taking care of my puppy and also Meat Friday. Marv, what did you learn?
Thunder and Whitening.
Thunder and Whitening is good by Pauly. Pauly, what'd you learn?
White running back's my wheelhouse.
What did I learn?
Seton's Dylan impersonation and, once again, Pauly Schwarzenegger impersonation, very strong.
By the way, Panini, with the Donruss cards, make sure you go and check them out. They won't last long there. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats, only one place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection at PaniniAmerica.net. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you on Monday. One more item as we close out the show, send you into the weekend. By the way, if your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. And it's not a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? You go to GetRefunds.com. They do all the work. No charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPPs, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. GetRefunds.com. You click on the Qualify Me and answer a few questions. The payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so don't miss out on the opportunity here. You start by going to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. GetRefunds.com. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency.
Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.